Blog Talk Radio. Wow. That track was called Sunrise in Beijing. Wow.
Like, you know, he actually has a personality. I'm like, I should fuck my head up. Okay? Wait. I'll get something
with it. Yo, why the fuck the show started so late, nigga?
In my opinion. Well, you know, I was doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know how that go. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a Yeezy shirt? Is that a Yeezy shirt?
Yeah.
Shout out to jazz music, nigga. Fuck hip hop, nigga. Fuck rap, nigga. Shout out to jazz. I swear I'm gonna kill this fucking fly.
Fuck Yeezys, nigga.
There's a fly that keeps landing on me, so I guess I'm the shit. Hey, yo, Mo, that's you?
Exactly.
Oh, shit, Mo was in the building. Mo was in the motherfucking building. I know what Mo want to talk about.
How many times he put it in the hole?
Oh,
105,000 times. This nigga is amazing.
Nah, nigga, we're finishing that.
Shout out to everybody listening. This is Global Occupation Radio 45.6 on your motherfucking internet dial. Yeah.
Don't forget to get the number out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Call in 845-277-9171. Again, that is 845-277-9171.
Yo, be honest. How long it took you to go back, click back to go find the number?
I was just scrambling. I didn't know where the fuck it was. You threw me off with that one.
Shout out to the Golden State Warriors, though.
Who?
Golden State Warriors.
Who did you just shout out?
Yeah.
You just shouted the Warriors?
He just shouted the Warriors? What land is he in?
Word, exactly. With that epic collapse.
Yeah.
That epic collapse of the Warriors. First time in NBA history a team loses the finals after being up 3-1. That's epic, my nigga. That's historic. And you shouting them out. Well, I guess you should. You guess you should, because them niggas are disappointed right now.
Yeah.
I guess they need a pep talk. Real talk, though. It was Steph's wife, my nigga. She fucked it up. She dropped Don, right, on the NBA and how they get down. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. You can't expose Illuminati. You expose Illuminati, they going to come after you. They going to get you every time.
Okay.
The bitch tweeted that the NBA is rigged. Bitch tweeted that the NBA is rigged.
She's not a bitch. She has children.
She's not smart. She's not smart.
Yo, I heard Chicago traded Butler and Rose.
Yeah.
I saw that on Wu's page.
Them niggas is dumb. Shout out to them niggas.
Yeah, niggas is making teams to play against Cleveland and the Golden State. Because those niggas know those are the two niggas you got to go through to get into the chip. The most important player to me this year is Kevin Durant. And the most underrated sleeper player is, what's his name, on Dallas Cowboys. I said Dallas Cowboys. On the Mavericks. On the Mavericks.
The German nigga.
Nah, I've been drinking though.
Did you just say Dirk Nowitzki is the most underrated player, nigga?
Niggas is sleeping on him. Nobody's even talking about the simple fact that he opted out of his contract. They're not even talking about it on ESPN. None of them motherfuckers.
Yeah, because they know he ain't going nowhere. That nigga is a lifetime maverick, my nigga. He ain't going nowhere. Guarantee what?
He does not stay with Dallas.
Okay.
You think so?
This nigga right here guaranteed that Golden State was going to win when they was up 3-1. So. So. We know where this is going.
Down the tube.
Mark Cuban is not going to let Dirk go anywhere, son.
No, he's not.
He going to pay that nigga whatever he needs to pay him so Dirk can retire.
But he's at the end of his career.
It don't matter. He bought them niggas a ring, son. He bought them a championship.
That's true.
One ring.
He ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere. That nigga's going to be a lifetime maverick. That's it. I don't think Kevin Durant is going anywhere either. Everybody talking shit, but he ain't going nowhere.
And afterwards, after on the street.
Yeah, but they trying to build a good team around him, but it is what it is.
They already got one.
They just traded Ibaka to our Magic.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of fucked up by doing that.
They went and got some point guards and shit, like small forwards and point guards to hold a nigga down. Like, I guess you're trying to show Durant, like, yo, listen, yo, this is what we doing for you, nigga. But is it good enough?
Ibaka, my nigga. Ibaka was that dude. 7 foot African nigga that can hit 3-pointers. Come on.
And block shots.
And block shots. Ibaka. Blocker. You know
that shit
saying?
Is crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah,
how
and
do
you
that.
Know what's funny? His contract is over next year, so Magic might just give him an opportunity to opt out so they can have more cap space. Guarantee you, he opts out. Somebody pick that up. I would.
Listen, all this extra talk. What we need to be doing is shouting out the Cavs. Shout them niggas out. Shout out my motherfucking nigga J.R. Smith. My nigga Schoenberg. My nigga Richard Jefferson. Shout out to Richard Jefferson, my nigga. The horse. That nigga is the horse. That nigga is a horse. He was horsing them niggas down low. All series. They have no answer for this nigga Jefferson, my nigga. Old nigga horsing niggas. Like back in the days. That's how he was down low. Thank you. That was good discussion. Down low. Breathe. Next. That was Richard Jefferson down low on the motherfucking bitch ass Warriors. Bitch ass Warriors collapsed. The epic collapse of the Golden State Warriors. Couldn't even finish it. One game is all they needed. Couldn't even finish it. Couldn't close the deal. Had the greatest season in NBA history. Couldn't close the deal, though. Free OJ, nigga.
What you mean, free OJ?
Free OJ. Free OJ. Yo, but let's do the math on that shit, though. What's the deal with this 30 for 30 about OJ?
That shit was kind of crazy, right?
But why they bringing all this shit up again? You know, they did the documentary, then they go and do this 30 for 30 shit.
Well, you know, they had to do it.
But why? There's no anniversary. It's been 22 years. What kind of anniversary is 22 years?
The simple fact is, they really trying to convict him for something he probably did but didn't do. But they don't know who did or didn't do. So they just want to. He just got to be. He's the common denominator. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, everybody knows OG didn't kill that bitch, man.
He killed her. He killed her.
That bitch is damn, man.
Who said he killed her? He killed her. I don't think he killed that bitch either, man.
Yo, the bitch was living a double life, man. When your wife is living a double life, you
he
gonna have
too.
To. No, that nigga already
you
knew. He already knew. Yo, at that point, yo, let me tell you something, man. I've been around crackers, man, and swinging crackers and crackers. These crackers know their wife or their husband is cheating, and they just live with it because they got kids. They know it's that saying, cheaper to keep her, came from crackers because they know it ain't no money in leaving a relationship. So, hey, listen, you do you. What we be trying to do, they been doing.
Shout out to this nigga for the way he say crackers. He was saying crackers. Shout out to this nigga.
Crackers. I like it. These crackers know exactly what they doing. But OJ already been on his pimp game, and he been around crackers, so he know how crackers think, man. That nigga been in the pimp playhouse. He been in what's the nigga that own Playboy? He been in all that shit, nigga, getting his dick rubbed and all that. He probably had a couple of orgies with his wife. So for his wife to step out, that's nothing for him. That's nothing. But in the media, they want to make it look like it was something. But them niggas been doing orgies for many years, man. Come on, man. Even the Kardashian family was doing orgies, man. That's why they did.
I think the nigga has something to do with her being killed. I don't think he physically did it, but I think he might have had that shit done.
But why you think they keep saying Chloe is OJ's daughter? Somebody knows a secret that they're not entitled to let out because it can get big. The reason why they're saying that is because all them niggas, people with money don't have no problem fucking and sharing. Ain't nothing to them. It's a big deal to us because they put that in us. Them niggas up top, man. Be fucking each other wives, man. Look at Hogan.
Hogan Ooh. Hogan
he's
won $100 million for
Hogan
fucking his
okay, go ahead.
Hogan fucked his man's wife because he was stressed out because his wife was bugging out. He said, yo, the nigga called them over and said, yo, come over. You can fuck my wife.
Hogan is friendly. Hogan can
shit
do that.
Got on
tape. Hogan can do that.
Nigga sued. Nigga won over $100 million.
That's true.
For fucking
yeah,
his man's wife.
Yo, Hogan can do that. Hogan got the power
fuck
to do that.
Man's wife. Yeah, I hear you, Nuke. I hear
Hogan
you.
Hogan got the power to do that. He can do that.
Yeah, but that's what these niggas are doing. That's what they doing. We not of rank in this world called America to know what the masters is doing. They show that shit in all these little bullshit movies they be showing us. And they try to make it Greek philosophy or whatever the fuck they call it. Or the Romans used to be like that or the Persians. Nah, nigga, this is America, nigga.
That's America.
A nigga, let's look at it like this. A nigga just shot up a club.
Yeah.
And went into a bathroom and say, yo, is any black people in here? Y'all good. Y'all been through enough. And shot the whole shit up.
Yeah,
now they
yeah
wanna,
but
they
he,
wanna
but
be
he killed. He killed a couple of killed a couple of black people though.
He did.
Yeah,
he did.
That's what you that's what you call casualties of war. But on some real shit, why is gun control so important now? Because a bunch of faggots got killed. Then y'all niggas is supplying the poor neighborhoods with guns and not stopping that. Because you got us playing around with guns because we played with guns. We went to Coney Island with guns.
We played with guns a long time.
You know what I'm saying? And an MTA worker almost got it.
Almost got popped.
Yeah.
But the Lord was with us.
They need to lead by example, and they don't do that. And, you know, it's fucked up that faggots, and I'm saying faggots because I wanted to sound harsh, because you faggots are getting more right than niggas out here on these streets. You know what I'm saying? This shit is on the news every night. I watch the news every day. I wake up in the morning, New York 1. You know, afternoon, 7 o'clock, Eyewitness News. I'm watching all these niggas. And all they're talking about is this gay nigga that was Muslim shooting up a gay club. And that's a big deal. What about these cops and us niggas killing each other? That's a big deal. We got to start from somewhere.
That's not a big deal.
It is a big deal. It is a big deal.
Not to them.
It is a big deal. Puerto Rico, all these cultures get money from our government and all that other shit. And we the only culture that don't get nothing. Nothing back. We get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Not even the what Spike Lee said, we don't even get the 40 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Without the fucking
we don't
get nothing.
We don't even have a history. We don't even they don't even give us a history, son. We just came out of nowhere. We just came out of nowhere, right? Dragged here on ships and shit, right?
Floated.
Made to work and shit, right? Slave
labor.
That's
why we don't like to swim. That's probably why we don't like to swim.
And where's our history? And they wonder why we hang on to shit like hip hop. And all what else do we have? We ain't got
Wayne,
shit.
Drink up, baby.
We ain't got shit. What else we got?
Ain't no limit to this. We don't got shit.
We created hip hop. That's why we holding on. That's why they trying to destroy it. What they trying to destroy? The only thing we got.
But it's done already. Niggas is talking stupid shit. Like yo, I watch it. Somebody had sent an interview of 50 Cent. On one of them corny ass radio stations in the morning in New York City, and
real
he's like, yo,
too. corny as fuck. Our radio shows is corny as fuck because they play corny as fuck music, whack ass music that's all about nothing, bullshit, and they keep pushing it on niggas every day. Go ahead, continue what you was going to say.
He was talking about how niggas just start wearing skirts. How niggas is embracing other people's culture because they don't know no better. And all I'm saying is we don't know no better on what 50 was saying. We don't know no better because we don't have nobody teaching us anything better. So we're gonna do what we know what we do. We see something, you know what I'm saying? We see it on TV, niggas think the shit is cool.
We're gonna embrace it.
We're gonna embrace it because we don't know nothing. Yo, the History Channel don't even do nothing of the month of February. But had the nerve to have a O.J. Simpson series.
All I wanna say is in the 90s everybody blowing up, right? Auntie Mama took the rap.
Yo, no matter how many times the ball bounces, there's still no bones in ice cream.
No matter how many times,
no bones in ice cream.
No matter how many times,
no matter how many times,
no matter how many times,
no matter how many times, no matter how many times the ball bounces, there's still no bones in ice cream.
Now I just turned that up for, you know, the niggas that's gonna be listening to this shit while they at work. They got headphones
Yo,
on.
You turn that shit the fuck up, nigga.
A nigga's ears gonna be shot. But yo, for real, all the shit you just said, everything, nigga, everything you just said. And it's a shame, man. It's a motherfucking shame.
But that's just what it is, but niggas can
because
do so much better.
It's left up to us. It's left up to us, man. I see myself as a Jedi, my nigga. See yourself as a Jedi, my nigga.
Yeah, but
that's what we are. We Jedis, nigga.
Certain situations put us in a situation where we gotta go after the system that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people ain't interested in doing that because not everybody's perfect. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody's Obama, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And even Obama was perfect, and they still threatened to fuck with him. Talking about he wasn't even born in America. You know what I'm saying? He just made it. He made it to Hawaii and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Daddy bust him up in Hawaii. Probably bust him somewhere in China or wherever in the Pacific, and they flew to fucking Hawaii to get him to make, you know, to get him his social security. But we just gotta learn how to live and live right. These niggas out here trapping, busting your gun, doing all that crazy shit. Yo, the nigga said Raymond, yo.
Yeah, he just shouted me out.
Yo, all these niggas out here busting their gun, nigga. The police is the biggest gang in New York City, man. And you can't beat them. So all that trapping, gunning, nigga, cut it out, man.
Cut that bullshit out. I got goons in the little. I got Jones in the little. I'll be just Jones in the skimble. I just give Jones in the dental. Shut the fuck
and,
up, nigga.
And
shut
y'all
the
telling.
Fuck up with that
so
bullshit.
You telling, niggas is telling on the niggas that's getting it out on these streets.
I got guns and bananas. That's what that nigga said. I got guns and bananas.
And he's talking about credit cards and scammers. He just snitched on the whole, on everybody that do that.
I eat gum and bananas.
Gum and bananas.
That's what that nigga said to me. That's what it sounds like. I got gum and bananas.
That nigga's from Brooklyn, nigga.
Brooklyn.
Which fucked my whole head up. I eat gum and bananas.
And he out there selling.
We got dumb people in Brooklyn. What can they do?
Man, we got dumb niggas everywhere in New Orleans. You understand that, nigga? The dumb nigga everywhere we go.
Shit is a damn shame, man.
That's what the culture is. That's what our culture is embracing. All cultures are embracing. And at the end of the day, real talk, you said niggas are trying to take hip hop away from us. Nigga, hip hop been taking. He gone. Ain't nothing but Jews in hip hop, nigga.
They killing the only thing we got. This is what we created. Right? Since we've been on this land, right? Since we've been brought to this property.
Give me that 10 too?
Right? Since we touch foot on this real estate. It's been few things that we've created that has had the impact that hip hop has had. We created that shit.
10 minutes.
And the shit has affected the whole entire planet, my nigga. You got niggas in fucking Guatemala rapping, niggas.
I blame Russell Simmons for bringing the Jews in.
You know what I'm saying?
Jews run fucking hip hop, nigga.
You got niggas in Zimbabwe rapping, my nigga. Hip hop has affected the whole planet, and they trying to kill that shit, and they trying to take it away from us. So we don't have nothing.
Cleveland ass fan. I got nervous because I saw a Cleveland ass fan in here, man.
Yo, shout out to LeBron. From St.
Vincent, St. Mary High School, in Akron, Ohio, number 23, LeBron James.
Shout out to LeBron.
I hate that song. I always feel like they're talking to me when it comes on. Another day, another dawn. Another Keisha, nice to meet you. Get the map, I'm gone. What am I supposed to do when it's club life? Come on, it's easy to be punk, but it's harder to be Sean. What if my twin that...
Oh, man.
Hey.
They ask me, do I have a speech or something prepared? I really don't. I'm just going to speak from the heart like I always do. This, what's going on right now, it feels so surreal to me. It still hasn't hit me what actually happened. For some crazy-ass reason, I believe like I'm going to wake up and it's going to be like game four all over again. I'm like, shit, me down 2-1 still.
Like, shout out to this nigga for cursing.
I keep feeling that because it's so surreal.
In front of 400,000 people.
It was 1.3 million people out there.
And this nigga was cursing like a motherfucker. And nigga
that'd
was cursing on stage.
That'd be the last chip he brings to the land.
It's alright. One is enough.
That's all they're going to get. Another 50 years.
Oh,
shout out to that nigga, man.
He got one.
Shout out to all you Cleveland fans that ain't never been in Ohio. Don't even know which part of the borderline is to get into Ohio. Motherfucker. You ask a nigga, how you get to Ohio? Tell me what highway gets you into Ohio. And I'll give you $100.
Hey, how you get there?
You drive, nigga. You drive, nigga.
You drive.
I've been in Ohio maybe 4 or 5 times in my lifetime.
You drove there.
4 or 5. And that was only because my man lived out there.
Shout out to Fat Lou. Shout out to that nigga.
I had no business out there.
All right.
That nigga had a $5 bill with Biggie Smalls' signature on it, my nigga.
Word?
Yes.
I wonder what he did with that. You know how much money that shit
he
is?
He lost it.
Worth?
A lot of money.
He lost it. Oh, he used it. I was with that nigga. It was the Atlantic Antic, my nigga. It was like 1990-something. And it was when Atlantic Antic was real hood. And Biggie performed, Fat Joe performed. Me and this nigga Fat Lou slid off on 4th Avenue to go roll a blunt. I'm rolling a blunt. We see a black voucher cab. The window rolls down. Guess who it is? Biggie motherfucking Smalls. So you know what we did? We stepped in a nigga. Shout out to us, my nigga. Straight up. Yo, what's good? What's good, my nigga? Lou was like, yo, sign this for me, nigga. He gave him a $5 bill. Nigga, autograph that shit. Shout out to Fat Lou, my nigga. God bless him for that one. That's a memory I'm gonna keep for the rest of my life. This memory too. I remember I got bust upside my forehead with a fucking bottle. Shout out to the Ukrainian. Scar. We were slam dancing. Remember slam dancing, nigga? We were slam dancing. We were slam dancing in the club. Club Ukrainian. Alphabet City. Lower East Side. Them niggas gave it to us, man. Shout out to them niggas, man. And then them niggas brought out the Thule. Yo, we've had an interesting childhood, man. Them niggas was busting shots at us. Nigga ain't hit nothing, no. Oh, no. He grazed Jimmy on the ankle. Shout out to Jimmy. He got grazed on the ankle. Yo, do you remember the words the nigga said? The nigga came around the van. I remember it clear as day. The nigga came around the van and said something and then just let off. Let off a couple joints. Everybody scattered. That's the type of shit we've been through. Nigga pulling out at point blank range, but ain't hit nobody though. Because God was with us. God
was
with us. He was probably scared too, but God was with us. Because we was right there.
Even though the kids didn't identify with the stuff that the parents went through, the grandparents went through, as time went on, they wasn't called.
You know, God loves us.
When the white Anglo-Saxons realized that they needed numbers, they said, well, shit, we can't keep shitting on the Irish, shitting on the Jews, shitting on the Italians. We got to bring them in.
Where you at, church,
numbers,
nigga? You at Israel? You at Israelite church? This nigga at Israelite church.
For a while, Irish didn't marry Italian. Jews didn't marry Italian for Irish. It was all separate. They all
Jews, baby, Jews.
I got something for that. I got something for that right now.
Niggas said Kevin Durant might go to fucking the Knicks. I might be a New York fan again.
On the way to Sesame Place in Pennsylvania. Shout out to Sesame Place in Pennsylvania, which is real hood. It's real hood. It's real hood. Big Bird got some bitches down there at Sesame Place, my nigga. Big Bird got some bitches down there in Sesame Place. Walking around half naked. You might want to take a trip to Sesame Place this summer.
I want to get some girls and ask for the help.
Shit is real. But shout out to, I forgot the name of the radio station down there. I'm assuming it was a Philadelphia radio station, but they was just playing classic hip hop, my nigga. All the dope shit. It didn't matter from there what region of the United States. Didn't matter what region of the United States. Let me just get this out. I'll plug you back in once I get this information out. That nigga's too loud over there. Down in Philadelphia, they have a radio station that plays nothing but classic hip-hop. And like I said, it's not only East Coast. It's West Coast hip-hop. Down South shit.
Ooh.
Midwest shit. Thug Bones and Harmony, all them niggas. See you at your crossroad. Motherfucking Trick Daddy, all them niggas.
Wow.
Snoop, you know, Biggie, Biz Markie, they play everything. It felt so good to be listening to shit like that. And they were playing it prime time on the radio.
Wow.
It shocked the shit out of me. There's actually radio stations that do that. You mean I'm living in New York, the Mecca, allegedly, of hip-hop. The Mecca of hip-hop, allegedly, that plays this garbage bullshit, the same five hip-hop songs every fucking day. These bullshit tracks that they try to flood your head with. And I take an hour road trip to be in heaven. So I might just take that drive every now and then, just to remind myself of the glory days. It's a shame what's going on up here in New York. It's a shame.
I hear the beat of swinging orders if my name was David. even roughing. Quick to toast an MC just like an English muffin. Don't worry about a thing because the food was never fluffing. I get headaches from the watch, so then I take a buffin and I'm out. I wait until the opportune time and then I jack. But then I'm
out.
Running to sinning is a sinner, so I guess I'm not a sinner. Beginners for beginners, so I guess I'm no beginner. This is how I spark it. Money in my pocket when it comes to having sugar, I get hard as a rocket. Time food coming through all the residue. The songs are main classic, dating back to the Babaloo. My boys are calling me. Suppose I'm them jocks and I can pick up many episodes of fucking Lincoln Park. No, I'm not a phony and I got a tenderoni. Just the way she is not, she's not, not too bony. Don't drink, drink, I'm gonna drink like a tank. I knock the boots off the curtain, cap the blanket, and I think I'm some ass for sink. Better yet, take a cabin. I got a bad habit.
Similar to the girl.
I think with the brain, and I went behind a zipper. I'm living kind of good. Similar to Jack Tripper. A landlord, they know me to show at the coma. When I'm finished with this, I'll be paid like Oprah. So if honey wants to act nice, I'll just play like God and all. Stick out your thumb and hips, cause you've been cut off like a light
switch.
See, I'm programmed to slam with the summer, spring, or fall. Before I do a show, I get some kicks out the mall. Then I get my gear and I get Trevor call. Cause he works in the barber shop, right behind the mall. I'm a rapper, try to rob me, but you know they got it. To put it blunt, honey, I'm from the kids. The book is back off, break north, pick up the regular.
You know the word, I can lay up a time, greater. Don't ever try to fucking cut real hip hop short,
on,
nigga. Fuck you talking about. Poop again his verse in, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, but you was rapping before him. You was saying the word before him.
I don't give a fuck. Poop again his verse in, nigga. It's time to teach the truth to the young black youth.
And I said,
nigga,
bro.
Shit,
nigga. Oh, I'm on Wu's page, and they saying Golden State Warriors is reach out to Ray Allen. Why would they want to do that?
They what?
They reached out to Ray Allen.
Where is Ray Allen?
To do what?
I have no idea.
Nigga, Ray Allen has been semi-retired for like 5 years.
Mike, what's his name that used to be on the Grizzlies? I don't know if he's playing on the. Nah, he don't have a team yet. That's just niggas throwing up shit in the air. You're one of us now, man. Throw that cup outside, little nigga.
Who the heck?
You Kevin with Kevin. Yeah.
You heard me, nigga. Throw that shit outside, nigga.
Y'all should have given me a chance.
Shout out to these niggas drinking on the job and shit.
Yo, this little nigga got pizza and ain't even off us, man. Little nigga got pizza. I'm about to get that nigga a wedgie, yo.
Ooh.
That shit better be pork, nigga.
Whoa.
You know I don't eat pork, nigga. Only pork I eat is pussy, nigga.
Whoa.
And guess what? No. Yo, America's built off white.
Slow down.
America's built off crack.
Get behind my speakers.
When is the last time any of you motherfuckers saw a Native American in America?
Yesterday, nigga.
That's the key.
Yo, Thanksgiving parade? Those niggas ain't Mexican. Those niggas are Puerto Rican. Thanksgiving parade. Those are all Puerto Rican.
Why he surrendering? What he surrendering about?
Done, nigga. Y'all finished?
Them niggas get drunk on the job and then start philosophizing and shit. Took a long pull. Hi, yeah. Head crack, head crack. They smoked up a stack and admitted to his whack. Yeah, I had to drop a coat on the plastic and I just couldn't stop her. Slow down.
Mexico, yeah. Mexicans are the last Indian motherfucker. You can see it in the motherfucker. I go to Mexico all the time. I see these motherfuckers looking like Mexicans.
What is he mad at now?
I don't know, man.
Ain't no fucking Native Americans in America, man. Thanks to the government of the United States. Thanks to the government of the United States, there is no Native American. And the only reason that there's still niggas in America is because we like to fuck too much. And they didn't realize that. And if they realize that we like to fuck so much, we'll be in sync too, nigga. We'll be on
the
motherfucking
history
channel.
This nigga,
we'll be on a motherfucking history channel. About
dropping that,
too many niggas
that Henny knowledge, my nigga. That's that Henny talking, boy.
They didn't know we like to fuck.
That's that brown
and
juice.
And they should have known we like to fuck because the master's daughters was fucking his slaves. And them niggas didn't care if they would have got in trouble. Babies was coming out black. Now you got white kids with sickle cell. You know what I'm saying? Ain't too many kids coming out with sickle cell. You know what I'm saying? You know what they doing out here, man.
Shit.
We like the fuck. These white Americans, they want two kids. One boy, one girl. Nigga, we want seven boys, seven girls. We want a tribe. We doing 12 instead of
tribe. Yeah, we want a tribe of people.
Nigga, I got one job and I got like six of them niggas. This nigga on the other hand
got six kids,
four already.
You got six children somewhere.
New one, you probably got like 15,000. Nigga, the way you fucking.
Man, you put me on the spot.
We out here fucking, nigga. We white America didn't realize that we like the
fuck. They underestimated our procreation skills.
Yeah. We wouldn't last nowhere else but here, doing what we do right now.
Baby doll. All I know is this. Don't you got some shit going on Sunday, motherfucker?
Oh, yeah. We riding bikes on Sunday. 10 a.m., nigga.
What you waiting for? Yeah, push that shit. Promote that shit, nigga.
Ain't nothing to promote, nigga. Y'all niggas like riding bikes.
Push that shit.
Come out to the West Side Highway, nigga.
Yeah.
Battery Park. We starting at Battery Park. Yo, Norm, bring that tricycle you got with the training wheels out, nigga. Let's get busy, nigga. Nah, it was a joke, nigga. I wasn't serious.
Yo, we promoting good health, my nigga. That's what we promoting, good health, nigga. You gonna need it. You gonna need it going into the future, nigga.
I must prepare.
We're going to need it going into the future. Good health.
Savage.
so we can stay strong and keep a stiff back. Understand?
Whoa. That's like telling me to stay away from big girls, nigga. You know I can't
connoisseur,
never
leaving your blowing on the dance floor. Got enough for four scores. Featuring other MCs like BC. That nigga said treating other MCs like feces. I like a body with fuel injection. And Teddy Tag got the scratching session. You know what I'm saying? That's hip hop, son. That's hip hop, son. Niggas created that, son. We created that, son. Negroes. And Teddy Tag got the scratching session. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Oh, before we go, we need to address that dumb shit. Excuse me, that went viral on the internet. All right. Some company, I guess they'll remain nameless. I don't know if we want to promote their name. Man, fuck it. Soul Exchange, they produced some corny ass, fake ass video of a quote-unquote reseller, a sneaker reseller for those who might not understand what I'm talking about, that allegedly made $200,000+ selling Yeezys, which is a fucking lie. Bold-faced lie.
Name brand hole over here, nigga. What's up,
nigga? Look who's talking.
They ain't even have the nerve to have Yeezys in the fucking video, my nigga. They had two random-ass beat-up Jordan boxes in the background. Soul Exchange, your bullshit, garbage. The nigga you had in the video is probably a cousin. That's why he had a mask on. And he was talking nothing but bullshit.
But, yo, on some real shit, I could see why you want to get at these niggas, but niggas believe anything today.
That's what it seems like.
Yo, next week we're going to tell everybody on the show we got a golden debt. And it's worth $20 million. They're going to believe it. Because that's what they believe. They believe
niggas
anything.
Just believe any and everything, my nigga.
We're gonna
niggas
have
actually believe
it
in dumb shit.
We're gonna have remember them prostitutes we had and King's Call that we was driving and they were sucking our dick till the sun came up. We're gonna have those bitches call and we're gonna let them know and we're gonna tell them. Yeah, we
paid for that.
And we're gonna let them bitches tell them. Let the world know that we got golden dick.
Yo, I remember that too, man. That shit was fun.
I was the last one to get it. I was the last one.
Shout out to 37, nigga.
Yo, we did a lot of living, man. We did a lot of living, son.
Still got more to do. Sword and we caught.
We've done famous nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Word up. We've done famous nigga shit on the local level. I couldn't have said it better.
And but who decides it's local? That's the whole question, though.
True indeed.
Money doesn't make us local, nigga.
It's levels to this shit, nigga.
The attitude makes you local. Nigga, we've been on top ever since we was born.
pretty much.
No money. Money don't define me. It just gives my, it just gives us a better living. It just defines me as a person. Negative.
Shout out to everybody listening to us right now. We love you.
Shout out to
the tuning in.
Shout out to the
keep in touch and shit too. Gave us their number. So let's just chill.
And they had a pimp.
Word.
Yo, bitch chose me, nigga.
Let's just hang out. Let's just hang out.
Lord.
Yo. Peace to the world, man. Global Occupation Radio 45.6. Thursday nights. Yo, soon to be on terrestrial radio. I believe that. Watch.
Watch.
If they know what's good for them, they're going to give us a show. Shout out to you, New. Shout out to you, New. Thanks for calling in, man.
New being one of the loyalists. Remember, there won't be a show without you, my nigga. Don't you ever forget that one.
Yo, shout out to this nigga right here, Miz, for paying the bill. If he ain't paid the bill, we wouldn't even be able to do the show.
Save mine.
Shout out the world for not calling in. As usual.
That's the global life.
He probably didn't have no minutes on his two phones.
On his two phones. Yo, man, I enjoyed myself once again. Global Occupation Radio 45.6. CeeLo, nigga, every time.
456, nigga.
Word.
The show was lit.
Shout out to all these young niggas getting drafted into the NBA. About to get a check.
What the fuck you doing with pizza, nigga?
We need to get that them niggas.
Yo, I live in Sam's front, nigga. Nigga told me he was buying pizza, though.
Peace to the world.
Yo,
peace to everybody on
the road. Yo, tomorrow's going out drinking.
Yo, Sunday. Soul Cycle, nigga. Sun Cycle. Did I say Sun Cycle? Soul Cycle.
It's Sunday Soul Cycle, nigga. 10 a.m.
Cycle.
Sunday Soul Cycle, nigga. I'ma be there on my 10 speed, my vintage 10 speed, with the handlebars rolled up.
Everybody come out and show love, woman.
We out.
Peace.